Rotating outage, Block 9, it clearly states on our PG&E bill. Words I never would have noticed before.
Writer Madeline Hanatowicz-Dean ponders yet another day of rolling blackouts.
We're in the grid scheduled for a blackout next. Stage 3 alert, they warned on Monday. Be prepared to spend your time in the dark. I revise a short story, then listen to the news. They're waiting until after the morning commute. For the first time in my life, I'm working at home. So glad I'm not out in that mess. On Tuesday, they tell us, power off at 7, earlier than the sunrise. I answer email and turn off the computer, waiting for the power loss. I have visions of my stories lost in space, sizzling, then frying into some huge power grid. No writing, no laundry. Fearful our clothes will be left in dirty wash just before the spin. My friend Denise calls later that day, telling of the visit to her mother's nursing home. Seniors in wheelchairs push down eerie corridors into the great room lit by candlelight. They gather them in a circle, a wagon train of wheelchairs. The guitarist scheduled to play Cole Porter tunes has no electricity to plug in his guitar. Gnarled hands flutter in frustration, and silence envelops the room. Today would be the worst day to lose power, as the temperature is rapidly dropping. There's a storm from the Gulf of Alaska pounding against our windows, and a metallic clink of rain traveling from gutter to downspout. Thunderstorms, lightning, and short periods of hail, the weatherman said. Snow level at 1,200 feet. Hail suddenly hammers our redwood deck, leaving a frosting glaze. I put another log on the fire and light candles in every room. My husband is dancing in the kitchen to a Latin beat. Between dances, he's pounding on a flank steak. We're having friends for dinner, third night in a row. What to do during a disaster? We learned that lesson during the earthquake 12 years ago. Invite good friends, share defrosting food, and break open your best bottle of Merlot.
Madeline Hanatowicz-Dean comes to us from Corralitos, California.